Hey, it's me, Jersey. Quick thought that I wanted to share with everybody and see what you guys think. Turning over a question to you because I'm always paralyzed by seeing both sides of things, or often I'm paralyzed by seeing both sides of things. I had a conversation with Zach Bosteel today. Zach Bosteel on the Twitters, zachbosteel.com. We were talking about storytelling, and the topic came up of Zach was saying how awesome it is, what a time we live in, where while we struggle on a project, it's so easy to connect with other artists and have a creative jam session just to spitball for a little while together to help us get through those bleak times of trying to find the energy again to do your comics work after working your day job or your freelance work or whatever you have to do to make money, because most of us making comics don't make a whole lot of money at it. And I was thinking about that, about how when I was first starting out in this business, if you want to call it that, this gig, this lifestyle of making comics, I was working a day job, and I'd come home from work, and I had, I'd have to find the energy somehow to get back to work. And this is in the early 2000s. I was on dial-up internet. I only got online just to check my email to see if any work was coming in for my freelance work, and then, or, one of my six friends that I had online emailed me, and then I'd log off. I didn't spend any time online. And what's more is, going back 10 years, there was no Twitter, there was no Facebook, there was, I guess you had IM and things like that, but I didn't really participate on that stuff. So I thought about, what did I do to find the energy back then? And then if you want to get all, Campbellian or Richard Bachian about this, yeah, the energy came from somewhere, it came from inside and all that stuff. And so the question I have is this, is, are we better off or worse off nowadays? Because on the one hand, yeah, we have all these wonderful friends and online acquaintances that we can go to for inspiration and encouragement and commiseration. But on the other hand, isn't there something kind of intrinsically tough about having to find that energy on your own? But I just want to share one quick story that I know I've told before as I think about this idea. I was dating a girl in high school whose dad was an English professor, and his specialty was in poetry, old poetry. And he had a friend who was equally interested in poetry. Like, they were nuts about it. The way I talk about comics, these guys talk about poetry. And his friend came to his house in the middle of the night, in the rain, on a bicycle. Woke him up in the middle of the night. Why? Because he found this really obscure poem from some author that they both really enjoyed, and he needed to share it with him right then. He was so excited about it, he had to share it with him right then. And what's more is, my girlfriend's dad was equally excited about it. He didn't mind being woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning to look at this thing, this great find. And I remember thinking at the time, when I was told this story, I was like, everybody should have that. Everybody should have that friend that they can be equally passionate about something with. But on the other, and that's what the internet presents us, right? Is we have the opportunity to find those people. But on the other hand, then I think about that kind of like that self-made man thing that's so cool too. That Western idea of the person who finds their energy in themselves. Ultimately, I guess that's probably where it has to come from anyway. But a little bit of friends help too. But anyway, the question is that are we better or worse off? I'd love to hear people's thoughts on this and maybe get a debate going on it, because it's fun to debate, right? As long as you back up your points clearly and in a civilized way. So, okay, quick news that I wanted to throw out. There's only a couple days left to apply for the Upfair, apply for a table at the Upfair. That's at upfair.org. I think it ends Sunday. So if you're riding the fence on whether or not you want to go, you can at least apply. Doesn't mean you have to go. So apply today. And also, I posted a new video on my website, which is comicsaregreat.com. jdrose.com goes to the same place. I posted a little video tutorial on converting pencil, graphite pencil, to blue lines in Photoshop and Adobe Photoshop Elements, for those of you who can't afford Adobe Photoshop. So, okay. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good weekend, everybody. Happy Friday the 13th. I've been Jersey Drozd. Okay, bye.